I would like to talk to you just for a few moments from the subject, stepping into a new season. Stepping into a new season. Did you know that we serve a God of seasons? Well, we see it in creation. God created the four seasons that are based upon the rotation of the earth as it orbits the sun. The seasons change as the earth moves, but the sun in our planetary system remains constant, and everything revolves around it. In many ways, we see the signature of the same artist in our lives. Much like the earth, our lives should revolve around the sun, Jesus Christ. Our lives will change. We will enter and exit many seasons, but the sun, Jesus Christ, remains constant yesterday, today, and forever. Yes, we serve a God of seasons. But God doesn't measure seasons with clocks and calendars, but through truth and revelation. Whenever God gives you a fresh word, you've just stepped into a new season. But just like our scripture text says, to everything there is a season. Every aspect of our lives is as to a season. And there is a purpose for those seasons. There is a reason for the season. There is a purpose for the process. There are seasons you did not want to go through. But through those seasons, you've learned some things. And you would not have learned those things if you had not gone through that season. There are seasons you've gone through that you don't know why you had to go through, but there is a reason for that season. And just because you are going through some stuff in your life, or you have gone through a rough season, does not mean God is finished with you. Because the Bible says, he who hath begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. It's not just any old work, but it's a good work. You've just stepped into a new season. This morning, we are going to take a quick glance at the life of one disciple that I believe almost everyone can identify with. I'm talking about Peter. Peter went through some seasons in his life. And as we look at Peter's life, we will discuss three key principles about stepping into a new season. Number one, stepping into a new season brings new changes. Change is inevitable. It's going to happen. We look outside at the world around us and notice things are definitely different today than they were 10 years ago. They look different than last year. Some things may even look different than yesterday. Look, COVID snuck up on us and changed the whole world completely. Change happened, even though we didn't want that to happen. It happened. It caused us to shut down everything. But remember, we serve a God of seasons. And maybe COVID was a season that God wanted the people to wake up, to become more close to God. Because I'm sure many people started praying, those who never prayed before in their life began to pray. Some established a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. There was a reason for that season. Even in God's creation, God created the season, and each season is different than the other. You see, some are meant for things to grow, and others for things to die off. In some seasons, the days are longer. In others, the nights are longer. Sometimes it seems your days, your mountaintop experiences with God last a long time. But then there's a season when the nighttime seems as if it will never end. In those long nights when the tears seem like they will never stop flowing, has anybody been there? You see, it might have taken a little longer in some of those seasons than other, but the morning did come, and the tears did cease, and the joy returned to your spirit. God gives us revelation and truth to propel us into new and different seasons. Why? Because we are creatures of habit. And if God didn't change things, then we would become complacent in one place. I remember as a kid, long time ago, I looked forward to summer. And if it was up to me, it would be summer all year long. I didn't want to go back to school. But the season had to change. There was a time to play, but the season had to change for school to be in session so that I could learn some things. Looking at Peter, he entered into a new season when Jesus called him to follow. And it says, and Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then he said to them, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. They immediately left their nets and followed him. So one day, here you have Peter, was just an ordinary fisherman until Jesus came walking by. When Jesus gave Peter the word, his life was changed. Jesus said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Peter stepped into a new season and was changed. He was made into, transformed from a nobody to a somebody. In other words, Jesus was going to make something Peter wasn't before. There was more than just a change in vocation that occurred in Peter. It was an inward change that took place. So let me break it down for you. The word make in the Greek can also be translated sprout forth. So there is a miracle in you. And the season in your life has served a purpose to nurture that seed. And now today, you have stepped into a new season in which that miracle is about to sprout forth. Somebody needs to shout, my season is here.
My season is here.
Amen. Point number two, stepping into a new season brings new challenges. challenges. There is no doubt that when Peter was called to follow Jesus, that he was not only faced with many challenges in his life, but many changes in his life, but many challenges. His faith was challenged by stepping out of a storm-battered boat to walk on the water. His feelings were challenged when one minute he was proclaiming Jesus, Son of God, and then the next minute being rebuked by Jesus and being called Satan, and having Jesus turn his back on him, telling him to get behind him. His traditions and prejudices were challenged when he followed Jesus into Samaria. His humility was challenged when the Son of God, the light of the world, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, lowered himself to the point of a servant to wash Peter's feet. But in all these instances, Peter stepped up to the challenge. However, there is that one particular time when it seems as if Peter stepped into a season of failure. And he went from a follower of Jesus to one who followed him at a distance. It was in the courtyard that Peter denied knowing the Lord Jesus Christ 3 times. And when he denied knowing the Lord the 3rd time, the rooster crowed and the words of Jesus returned to his mind. Before the rooster crows, you will have denied me 3 times. Peter ran off and wept bitterly. And that is exactly what happens to us when we step into a season where it seems as if all is going to hell in a handbasket. You feel dry and empty, and despite your best efforts, you feel as if you let the Lord down, and you begin to believe that you are a complete and total failure. You are still trying to follow Jesus, but you are following at a distance. But remember, there is purpose for every season. What Peter didn't know, and what many of us today fail to realize, that Jesus Christ's love is greater than your failure. When you fail to meet the challenge, hallelujah, there is grace and mercy that is far greater than your shortcomings. That's enough to give God some praise, hallelujah. You see, Peter had a choice. He could have done what many of us do today, is use our failure as an excuse as to why we can't continue seeing our miracle lived out in our lives. But that was before he had an encounter with the risen Savior. Hallelujah. Jesus told him to go to Jerusalem and wait, because there was something coming. He told Peter not to leave Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit descended. And there in an upper room, hallelujah, Peter and 119 others began seeking God, having their hearts fixed on one thing and one thing only. They waited it out. They sought it out. They prayed it out. And then the Holy Spirit consumed that place. In the same way, he desires to consume those who get together in one heart and one purpose. Those who will wait it out. Those who will seek it out. Those who will pray it through. For in Acts chapter 2, Peter stepped into a new season, a season that we need to step into today. Finally, stepping into a new season births new champions. Peter was transformed from a fisherman into a preaching powerhouse. I believe those who knew Peter 3 years before were amazed to see the new champion that he had become. You need to tell yourself, God didn't save me to be a chump, but he saved me to be a champion. God has transformed us by his power. And God is calling us, the champions, to step into a new season. We are stepping into a season of power. We are stepping into a season of prosperity. We are stepping into a season where all people of the earth shall see that we are called by the name of the Lord. Amen. We are stepping into a season where the Lord is going to open up his good treasures to you and bless you, where you are going to lend and not borrow. Where we will all be the head and not the tail, where we will be above and not beneath. We are stepping into a new season where God is about to release some things. Those who once were held under are now going to be coming over. Those who were once forgotten are now going to be remembered. Those who were depressed will once again begin to rejoice. Those who were once rejected are now accepted. Those who are downtrodden will have their heads lifted up. Those who grieve will have their joy made manifest. Those who are once poor will say, I am rich. Those who are afflicted will once again walk in wholeness. We are stepping into a new season where those things that have been taken from you will be restored 100-fold. I believe I'm talking to somebody this morning. Somebody who has been through some seasons. You may not tell that I've gone through the season because of how I look on Sunday morning. Some have come in with a smile on their face, but their heart is truly broken. Some who are bent down, you never know what someone had to go through just to walk through those doors. We don't know. But God is letting you know that season is over. Some of you had to learn how to praise God all by yourself. You had to praise God through a lot of tears. You had to learn how to lay hands on your own head. Some of you had to hold up your hands while you prayed for someone else, hoping that somebody was praying for you. I'm here to let you know this morning that season is over and you are stepping into a new season. A new season is upon you right now. And I dare you one more time to oblige me with a shout of triumph. Say, my season is here. Oh, come on, you can say it again like you really mean it. My season is here.
My season is here.
That's it, that's it. You've got to believe it. You've got to believe it. Change has come. Hallelujah. There is a fresh anointing flowing my way. I am a champion. We are champions. And I believe Queen said it the best. We are champions, my friends. And we'll keep fighting till the end. We are the champions. We are the champions. No time for losers, cause we are the champions. What? Of the world. Amen. We are champions. Y'all got to get excited. Aren't y'all champions?
Amen.
You got to claim it. You got to believe it. You've got to believe it. With God on our side, we cannot lose. That's your hope. I have God on my side. Through whatever situation I'm going through, whatever struggle I'm going through, I have God on my side. My bills are due and I can't pay. I'm hungry. I have no food to eat. But God is on my side. God is going to make a way out of no way. You've got to believe. We offer hope to this community every Tuesday. The food pantry. There are some people who don't have anything to eat. And they know the place where they can go to get food. The United Methodist Church of Patchogue. So we are champions for them so that we can feed them. We can give them clothes. But for the grace of God, there goes I. We never know. We might be in that predicament ourselves. It doesn't matter how successful you may be. It doesn't matter how much money you may have. You still may find yourself homeless and on the street. You never know. But while we are here, we are going to do what God has called us to do. We are going to be a beacon light in this community. We are going to let the community know who we are. We are champions for Jesus Christ. If you are in need, come to United Methodist Church of Patchogue, and we will help you. So let's think about all the ways we can help the community. I totally appreciate the food pantry. Because we just don't know what people go through. And you are helping them to make it another day. So as I close, we need to put our hands in the air and proclaim it. Just like a true champion who stands upon the platform of the Olympics awaiting the prize. Right now, heaven's anthem is being played for you, and the banner of the Lord is host above you. On God's platform, there are no second or third places. There's no silver, there's no bronze, only gold that has been refined in the fire. You've got to take a step into this new season, champion. No matter what it looks like right now, God has flipped the script. Church, we are now walking in a new season. Somebody give God praise. Amen. That is the word for today. We are champions. Hallelujah. So I thank God for his word. For those of you who may be going through something that you can't even share with anyone. Someone's feeling depressed. Someone's feeling hurt. Someone's feeling alone. God wants you to know you are a champion because God is moving on your behalf. Don't give up. Don't quit. Keep moving forward. Watch God change everything for you. And you're going to come and you're going to say, Pastor Debbie, let me tell you, God changed things for me in a moment. Things are not working right. Pray. But you got to go through some struggles. What I've learned, you've got to go through some struggles sometime. Because if we don't go through the struggles, we won't know that our God can deliver us. Sometimes we go through the struggles so that we can minister to someone else. Your story may touch someone who comes through the food pantry. Sometimes people don't know your struggles. They don't know your story. But God will open up an opportunity for you to minister to someone and say, way back when, I used to. But look what God has done for me. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word to let us know that we are champions. God, we know that this will be a new season, and in new seasons there will be changes. There will be challenges, but we will be champions. So God, I ask that you touch those who are in need. Lift them up so that they can feel that they are champions, even though their circumstance contradicts their feeling. Let them walk with assurance, knowing that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. We thank you for your word. We love you. We honor you. In Jesus' name, amen.